This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at dealerrater.ca. Check them out, lakewoodchev.com. Lee Versailles joins us from TSN 1200 in Ottawa, where the Senators have made some moves leading up to it, bringing some forwards. Today, they ship out a young forward that, Lee, a lot of people outside of Ottawa say, man, what were they doing handling Curtis Lazar like that? You saw him. Does Curtis Lazar have to take some blame at all, or is this more in the organization rushing him from the get-go to the NHL?
You know, I'm very strong on being on one side or the other, usually in debates, but unfortunately for this one, there is a ton of blame to go around, and everybody is responsible. Curtis Lazar came in as a 19-year-old, and yes, they sent him back to the World Juniors, but then he ends up on that miracle Hamburglar run. He's part of a third line, a very productive line at the time with Jean-Gabriel Pageau and Eric Condra, and then the sky's the limit for Curtis Lazar. And then he came in, and he didn't play very well. And they should have sent him back to Binghamton in the American Hockey League, and they didn't. And they thought, well, you know, he's just not performing quite yet, and he'll get there, he'll get there. Well, then this year he comes in, third new coach in 3 years in Ottawa, has mononucleosis, doesn't do anything to earn the coach's trust. They send him down to Binghamton, and they should have left him there. And one of the biggest faults, I think, in all of this is the Ottawa Senators not leaving him, putting him in a hotel, telling him he was going to be the first called up when they needed somebody, and then they called him up. He passed the waiver deadline. They couldn't send him down again, and then he didn't do anything to earn the coach's trust. And to be quite frank, he's played quite poorly over the last year or so. So does Curtis Lazar need to take some responsibility for how poorly he's played? Yes, he does. He hasn't been good enough. Mononucleosis or not, it was last year, too, where he didn't do enough to warrant a top nine spot on this team. Now, if I were the Ottawa Senators, I would have handled them much, much differently. We've been saying that not just in the last month or two, but for a while. So I think the organization has to take a lot of the blame for this. It's too bad. It had to happen today where he got traded, where he and his agent, J.P. Barrie, walked into Peoria. And you know, we found out they did ask for a trade. There was a trade request put forth. And I think if you're Pierre Dorion, you understand that you're going to have a player that you can't send in Binghamton, and the coach doesn't want to play him. So what are you going to do with him? Well, they ended up trading him for a second-round pick and kind of a minor league defenseman, a guy that I think they're hoping that could possibly get up and play a couple of games with the Ottawa Senators. But Pierre Dorion recouped as much value as he possibly could out of a diminishing asset right now in Curtis Lazar.
Well, you're exactly right, and I mean, every town has seen these kind of things happen with players. The player doesn't deliver, the team doesn't always handle things smoothly. Like you said, lots of blame to go around. So Lazar goes out, Jyrki Joukkopäkka comes in, you know, and then the last few days, Victor Stahlberg, Alexandra Burrows. How much different? Well, let me put it this way. Are the Ottawa Senators better now than they were a week ago in your mind?
Yes. Now, there's lots of follow-up to that question, but the answer is yes. And what surprised me the most, I think, is the reaction from the Ottawa Senator fans about acquiring Alex Burrows for a second-round draft pick named Jonathan Dolan that people just hated here in Ottawa. And I don't quite understand that mentality. Now, if you want to talk about the two-year contract extension with Alex Burrows, okay, I think we can have a conversation as he turns 36 in April. But the Ottawa Senators needed some more jam to their lineup, and right now one of Guy Boucher's biggest problems is that he didn't have a guy in his top six that could go to the front of the net, cause some disturbances, screen the goaltender. When Ottawa's got beat this year, they've made the goalie look very, very good because they don't have the willing bodies to go to the front of the net and take some of the crap that happens and screen the goalies and just make sure that you're in the proper spot. They got a lot of perimeter play, but they don't have that guy. So they get Burrows to be able to do that. And you see the Ott acquisition in Montreal. You see Brian Boyle for the Toronto Maple Leafs. That Ottawa needs to find a guy to perform in that role. And you know, they got some really skilled guys in Kyle Turris and Mike Hoffman and Mark Stone and Ryan Dezingle, but they're not very tough and they're not big. And when they lost Bobby Ryan, even though Bobby Ryan isn't the toughest player I've ever seen by a long shot, he is a big body and he did go to the front of the net and I think caused some disturbances. So are they better with Alex Burrows and now Victor Stahlberg as well? Yeah, they're a lot better here in the next couple of weeks. Whether their contract situations will determine it after that. But I always get this kick out of an organization drafts a player. 42nd overall, Jonathan Dahlin. We're going to tell you for the next 2 years that he's really good, even though he's playing in Tier 2 Sweden. And you, as a fan, have absolutely no idea other than YouTube highlights whether the kid's any good or not. And then when we trade him, everyone's going to be upset, like Jonathan Dahlin's going to be the next Sidney Crosby. Well, I have no idea how people know that. Like, if you know what a guy's going to do in Tier 2 Sweden, you know he's going to come over and be a top six forward for you for the next 10 years, then glad that you're a great scout. But for the Ottawa Senators, they didn't want to give up some of their top prospects and Thomas Chabot and Colin White and Logan Brown. They got some good kids coming. Now, is Dahlin going to be a good player? Maybe. I'm not sure. He's about 146 pounds soaking wet, but that doesn't mean that he can't be a good player. If he turns out for that for Vancouver, fantastic. But Ottawa needed some toughness and some grit and a little bit more in their locker room for a run that they think that they're the best team in the Atlantic Division. And if I'm Pierre Dorion, I believe that. The Ottawa Senators, to me, not that they're great, but they're the best team in the Atlantic Division. So why not help out some of the guys along the way here and show them that you think that they're the best team in the Atlantic Division and hopefully you get a couple of rounds in the playoffs.
Weaver Sage from TSN in Ottawa joins us now. Ottawa has a minus one goal differential, which is usually one of the best indicators of where a team is at. And, you know, you look at in their division, Montreal's plus 14, Boston's plus 10, even Toronto's plus 5. What do you equate that to for the Senators, who have played quite well recently? They have three games in hand on Montreal, two on Boston. They're tied with them. Mm-hmm. Like, realistically, where do you think they finish in that division? And do you think they're actually the best team in the division?
Oh, no question they're the best team in the division. I know that I'm in Ottawa and everyone's going, yeah, right. The Montreal Canadiens got off to their typical 9-0-1 start, just like they did last year, 13-1-1. But if you look at their record, minus the 9-0-1 in the last year and a half, they are 20 games below 500. They're not a very good team. Now, the Leafs score in bunches, and to tell me that they're four goals better than Ottawa this year over the course of 60 games, that's great. Here's what I do know. I know that Craig Anderson, their number one goalie, is back now, and there's a confidence with him that Mike Condon did a terrific job holding the fort, but Craig Anderson is back, and they have a very legitimate goaltender now. They also have the best defenseman on the planet. And they also have a team that has not lost more than two games in regulation in a row all year long. There is exactly two teams in the league that have done that, the Washington Capitals and the Ottawa Senators. Again, I don't think they're going to win the Stanley Cup, but Montreal's not very good. And Ottawa's got three games with them in 8 days in March. I think they're going to catch them. The Leafs are a very young team that I think are going to be very good if they get to the playoffs. And you can even get some experience in a round, but they're not gonna win a round. I don't think they're gonna make it. And then you worry about Boston. Well, the resurgence with the new coach, they're okay, but there's a lot of holes with the Bruins as well. So again, while I'm saying that Ottawa's not the greatest team in the world, I do think that they have showed the consistency over the course of the year under Guy Boucher that they're a very good team to play against, and they always bounce back when they have tough losses, and they've done it all year long, and I don't know why they wouldn't continue to do that as you go along to the playoffs. So yeah, I think they're the best team in the Atlantic Division.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it, man. Will we watch it with now Bobby Ryan, is he done for the year?
They hope to get him back before the playoffs, a broken finger, and I think he's going to be back by the beginning of April. How he then fits into a lineup that hopefully Ottawa's going on all cylinders. Alex Burrows going to play on the top line tomorrow night. How about that with Kyle Turris, it looks like. And you fit him in there, and then Victor Stahlberg's going to play on your fourth line, and where Bobby Ryan fits, we'll see. But, yeah, I think he'll be back before the end of the year. Yeah. There isn't anybody projected to be out longer than that.
Yeah, well, I think if Burrows is long term on your first line, then you got some issues. That would be my only concern there. Burrows is has not played very well this year. Like, he's a third-line guy now. That's what he is.
Okay, but in saying that, there's a lot of guys that play on bad teams that aren't the most skilled guys in the world that when you bring intangibles on teams that never have the puck, they don't show very well. And they show a lot better with teams that have the puck a lot more. Well, I can tell you the Ottawa Senators have the puck a lot more than the Vancouver Canucks do this year. So we'll see how it works out. Again, he's not the savior of the world for sure, but can he help him? I think he can help him this year.
Leaf, appreciate your time.
Always good to talk to you, gentlemen.
Leaver Sage from TSN 1400.